Good morning, Rabbi Sai. As always, our limud of halacha is as a schus for the refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chaylev, Sosho Chol Yisrael, they still have a refuah shleima b'korev. So we're in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph, we're in the Oruch HaShulchan, and we're looking at Seif Dalet, which is a hemshech from Rabbi Bazak's Shia on Sunday, which we'll refer to him yet, Shem. Says the Oruch HaShulchan, Min HaTorah, Ein tzorech lego kol aminim. Min haTorah, you pick up the arba minim, and there's no obligation whatsoever to tie them together. Okay, we tie three of the minim together, like Yitzchok Kaufman said, the remes, because it says, "Kavos tamorim the anafet tzovos the arve nochal." Therefore, those three are in one group, and priyat hodor is separate. So that was the remez that we had yesterday. But min haTorah, there's no obligation to actually connect them together. You could, in theory, you could pick them up just with your hand and hold them together in your hand. There doesn't have to be any binding, right? You don't have to. Uvein ogud, uvein she'ein ogud, kosher. That's a Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel, because it doesn't say the word aguda in the Torah. By Ezoiv, it says v'lekachtem agudas Ezoiv. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, when they had to take a bunch of Ezoiv and they had to sprinkle blood on the door with the Ezoiv, it says v'lekachtem agudas Ezoiv. So the concept of an aguda, of a bunch of leaves or a bunch of twigs, of a bunch of branches, exists in the Torah. But here the Torah doesn't say that you should take agudas luluv and estrig and luluv and arovas and hadasim, and therefore. No, he says not only that, he says, and this comes back to the shir from Sunday, that even, not only is it not an obligation to tie them together, but he says you could be yoytzeh b'zeh achazeh. If you have a luluv in front of you, you pick that up, you make the brocha on tzias luluv, and then you pick up the hadasim, and then you pick up the arova separately, and you don't even they're not bound together in any way, they're not even connected to each other, af al pi kein. Yotzah, and that was the Shir of Rabbi Bazak, do they have to all be in front of you, mamash, or what happens if you've got four bedrooms upstairs and you've got one of the minim in each of the bedrooms, and you go to bedroom number one, and then two and three and four, you pick them all up one after the other, and the question of whether or not it has to be in your reshus, and what happens if you've got an estrog right next to you, but it's now outside the reshus on the pavement, and you've got another one which is 200 yards away at the bottom of your garden. Okay, we discussed all that, but the principle is, they don't have to be bound min haTorah. Midrabanon, we'll see. But min haTorah, they don't have to be bound together, and you could be yotze b'zeh achazeh.
Started at the Torah Way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Yud Gimel Tishri, 15th of October, Rabbi Daniel Lo, Shlita, the Arovo. This week's Torah Way is sponsored by the Yatzat of Mrs. Hannah Klein, the Asholem, Moritz Hannah Basker, the Avroham, our Colonel, the Asholem, the Yatzat, is today with his cousin, Hashuim, our Chayolem, our Melchomo, Shatsur, Vatem, the Sholem, Bim Heiro.
Good morning. I'd like to do my small part in correcting a historical travesty that has taken place, which is the emotionally devastating lack of knowledge about a certain equally important mitzvah as any of the other mitzvahs that we enjoy on Sukkot, which is the Arava. If you would ask most relatively knowledgeable Balabatim in the wonderful shuls of Northwest London, how many mitzvahs there are on Sukkot, the general answer, I think, would be two. The mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, and the mitzvah of taking the arba minim. But of course, I'm talking about midoraisa when you have a beis hamikdash. But of course, that would be a total mistake. Because there are, in fact, three mitzvahs on Sukkot. Mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, mitzvah of arba minim, and the mitzvah of arava. Three totally separate mitzvahs. As we'll see, I have to qualify that statement slightly. But, nonetheless, the mitzvah of arava is not in any way clearly connected to the mitzvah of arba minim. So we're going to understand, Be'ez Hashem, what is the makor of mitzvah arava? What is the geder? What is the mitzvah of arava? And who is chayev in mitzvah arava? So, the story starts, Rabbi Sai, on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Alef of Sukkah, where the Gemara brings the machlokus between Rabbonon and Abba Shaul as to what is the makor of this mitzvah of Arova that will come to the Mishnayos soon. So the Gemara says that Abba Shaul learns from the fact that the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Arve Nachal, along with all the other species, Arve Nachal, Arve is Loshon Rabim, it's a plural. From this plural, Abba Shaul deduces that not only is there the mitzvah Arova as one of the Dalid Minim that you put with your Lulav, there's another mitzvah of Arova in Migdosh. That's Abba Shaul's limud. According to Rabbonon, Rabbi Yochanan explains Shitas Rabbonon. Rabbi Yochanan says there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. It's a very, very esoteric halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Well, that's tautism, right? But Rabbi Yochanan says that there's three things you learn from halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. This he says in Lamed Dalid. He says nisuch hamayim, esen etiyos, which is a din in Shemitah, and arova. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. In other words, there's no remez to it in Torah Shebichsav. All of Hilchos Arova are Torah Shebaal Peh. But halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is the right to the Chodava, right? That is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So, Machlokes Abba Shaul and Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Rabbonon, where is the Makor of Mitzvah Arova? That's the Makor. Now, what is Mitzvah Arova? So, we have two Mishnahs about it, Mem Beis, Omed Beis, and Mem Hei Omed Aleph in Perek Lulav Arova. We have two Mishnayos about it. So what do the Mishnayos say? So the Mishnah on Omed Beis says that Lulav Va'arova Shisha V'Sheva. Then it talks about, the Mishnah continues and talks about when all the other mitzvahs, how many days are all the other mitzvahs Chayiv? It says Halel V'Simcha Shmoina, Yochayiv in Halel V'Simcha 8 days, Nisuch HaMayim, Yochayiv in 5, or Yochayiv in 6 days, Cholil, Yochayiv 5 or 6 days. The Mishnah speaks about how many days Yochayiv in all the mitzvahs of Sukkah. So Lulav Va'arova, Yochayiv 6 or 7 days. What does that mean? What do you mean 6 or 7 days? So it explains the Mishnah and explains the Gemara that it depends which day Shabbos falls in the Chag, as to whether you'll take the Lulav Arova 6 days or 7 days. And let's not get confused. We're not talking about Bizman Azeh. We're talking about Bizman Beis HaMikdosh. Bizman Beis HaMikdosh, says the Gemara, that depending on what day of Sukkot Shabbos will fall, will decide how many days you take Lulav Arova. Minimum, you'll take 6 days, right? Because you take every other day except for Shabbos. Now, if Shabbos falls on day number one, then you will take Lulav 7 days. Because Lulav will be Doche Shabbos if Shabbos falls on Yom Tov Rishon. Explain why that is in a minute. And regarding Arova, Arova will be Doche Shabbos if Shabbos falls on Yom HaShvi, Hoshana Rabbah. If Shabbos falls on any other day, if Shabbos falls on day, like we have now, on day 3 of the Chag, so then you won't take Lulav on Shabbos. So that means that'll be Lulav Shisha. If Shabbos fell on day 1, again, talking about Bizman Beis HaMikdosh, then you would take Lulav all 7 days. And vice versa with Arova, if Shabbos falls on Hoshana Rabbah, then you would take Arova all 7 days. Whereas if Shabbos fell on any other day, then you wouldn't take the Arova on that day. That's the first Mishnah's dealing with Mitzvah Sarova. That's what the Mishnah says on Mem Beis Omed Beis. So we learn already that there's a mitzvah for all 7 days of Sukkot, not only to take Lulav, which obviously means all the Dalid Minim, there's also a mitzvah on all 7 days of Sukkot to take Arova. Lulav Arova Shisha V'Sheva. The very minimum that Arova will be Mechayiv is 7 days, but if Shabbos falls on Hoshana Rabbah, you'll take Arova all 7 days. There's a mitzvah on Sukkot to take Arova 7 days. Not like we do Bizman Azeh, we only take Arova on Hoshana Rabbah. On a Deraisa level, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, there's a mitzvah to take Arova all 7 days of Sukkot. Mitzvah Deraisa. We've already improved our unfortunate lack of knowledge of Arova, and we've learnt that Arova midiraisa, machlokes abashol rabbonon, where's the makor of it? Midiraisa is chayiv 7 days. Same as yeshiva sukkah, same as netilah started minim. Yeah.
So why is the calendar fixed so that Hashanah Rabba can't be on?
Well, that's only according to one sad of the Gemara.
Right.
That it has to be specifically not fixed. But in fact, that's actually the Rishonim say bring a very important insight. Even though the calendar is not fixed, that Shabbos can't fall on Rosh Hashanah. Now, in other words, we have even though there's no problem essentially that so Shabbos can't fall on Rosh Hashanah, there is potentially more of a tzad. Chazal have more of an issue, according to one side of the Gemara, that Shabbos will fall on Hoshana Rabbah. So you see, and it's not talking about our Mitzvah Sarova, it's talking about the Mitzvah Sarova, that we cannot allow even one day missing from Mitzvah Sarova. So you're ready, you're getting a taste of it, of its chashivas. So quite the opposite.
Where is the Mitzvah
Natura
for the
Arova? Two?
Where is the Mitzvah Natura?
You're obviously still busy with your coffee. The Gemara brings a Lamed Daled Omed Aleph, a machlokes between Abba Shol, who learns that in the Pesuk in Parshas Emor that says you have to bring the four species. It doesn't say Arev Nochal Anachal or wherever you'd say it, Apiv Digduk. It doesn't say you bring one Arova Loshen Yochid. It says Arvei Nachal. From that plural, Abba Shol learns that there's two Arovas related to Sukkah. So one is part of the Dalid Minim, and the other is a totally unrelated Mitzvah Savarova. Sorry? No, I mean, you're right, it does say that, but he darshans from, now that's a legitimate question, but he darshans from the Posuk an extra Arve to tell you the existence of another Arova. But it's a good question, what you're asking. We'll come back to it. In as much as his source is only talking about Yom Rishon, how do we know there's an Arova for all 7 days? That's actually a good question. But according to Rabbonon, which is how we paskin, so it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. There's a Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, irrespective of any psukim, that you take Arova 7 days. Okay? Now just to end this part, just to clarify, we've learned that Mitzvah Arova intrinsically applies, just like Dalid Minim, for all 7 days. So just to say one word, so why does it not apply if Shabbos falls on any other day other than Hoshana Rabbah? And for that matter, why does Arba Minim not apply if Shabbos falls any other day than Yom Tov Rishon? Of course that is Gezeira of Rabbah. The same reason that you don't take the shofar, or the same reason why you don't read Megillah if Shabbos falls on Purim, so too, you don't take Arba Minim if Shabbos falls on any other day except Yom Tov Rishon, and you don't take Arova if Shabbos falls any other day than Hoshana Rabbah. Why it is that, why there's a difference between what day Shabbos falls, hopefully there'll be time to speak about that. But it's because of Gezeirah the Rabbah. But what I wanted to point out is that absolutely, midiraisa before any gezeiras, in the same way that Dalid Minim apply all 7 days, so too Arova applies all 7 days. That is the Mishnah on Membeis Omed Beis. Now, what does the Mishnah say on Memhei Omed Aleph, which is the main Mishnah that deals with Mitzvah Arova? The Mishnah says like this, and this is, if I use the word esoteric, it's only going to get more esoteric in this Mishnah, Omem Hei Omed Aleph. I'm not aware, in fact, of a more esoteric Mishnah in all the small amount of Shas that I've learned than this Mishnah, Omem Hei Omed Aleph. The Mishnah, Omem Hei Omed Aleph, says as follows. Mitzvah Sarova Ketzad. How do you take Mitzvah Sarova? So it says they would go to a place called Moitza, which actually the Gemara says, why is it called Moitza? Because there's no tax there. It's taken out from the tax of the king. So I guess all the people that make money on that, that's the Makor in the Torah, all the people that make money from the Arba Minim don't pay tax. There's a Makor already in the Mishnah. Right? Where you take Arova from the place called Moitza, Mikarug with the Melech. The Arova has been taken out of the tax of the king. So they would take murbiyos shel arava from this place called Moitza. Murbiyos means big bunches of arava from this place called Moitza. And what would happen with these murbiyos shel arava is you would go and you would be zokeif al tzidei hamizbeach. That means, and Rashi explained this on Mem Dalid, Rashi means that essentially on a deraisa level, this mitzvah is fulfilled by taking one arava, one little branch of willow, and putting it al tzidei hamizbeach. You take this arava, one little branch of willow, as we'll see, it's not actually so small, but only one arava, and you erect it on the side of the mizbeach. That's it.
You said one, because we do a bunch.
Give me some time. Don't be so impatient, we've got till 9. That is the fulfillment of the mitzvah on a deraisa level. One willow branch, and you erect it on the side of the mizbeach. You stand it up, right? The mizbeach is a wall, essentially. And you stand it up on the wall of the mizbeach. That is the fulfillment of mitzvah arava. How do I know that?
How do you get there? Thousands of people going to...
One second, lad. We're going to get there. It's worse than Yeshiva Katan over here.
At least they're awake.
That is the mitzvah of Arova on a deraisa level, or at least part one of mitzvah Arova on a deraisa level. Now, just to skip a stage ahead, the Gemara on that says, and this is just so fascinating. The Gemara says, how big or how tall should your arovas be? Your arovas need to be 11 amos tall, which is pretty hefty willow branch. Why does the arova need to be 11 amos tall? Because, as you started to explain, it needs to be goichois al tzidei hamizbeach. That means that the arava can't just be standing adjacent or leaning on the mizbeach, this mitzvah of zkifas harava. It needs to be that the top is bending over the top of the mizbeach. Excuse me. How tall is the mizbeach? 10 amos. The mizbeach is 10 amos. And the arava needs to be 11 amos. In order that it bends over the top of the mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, one second, but it doesn't work because how is the mizbeach formed? Mizbeach is formed. You have a yisoid, which goes in. Then you have the next stage, the soive, which is the yisoid is 1 amma high. Then you have a soive of 5 ammas, and then you have the last stage, which is 3 ammas, and this last stage also goes in an amma. In other words, just to get to the conclusion, if the arava was standing on the ground, then it wouldn't go on. It wouldn't be goichos on the top of the mizbeach. So where must the arava be? Therefore, you have to, says the Gemara, it has to be you stand the arava al yisoid the mizbeach. It means the lowest part of the mizbeach, which is 1 amma tall and 32 square ammas. You have to stand the arava on the yisoid mizbeach, and that way it will be taller than the 9 remaining mizbeach, that it will bend over the top of the mizbeach and be goichos. That is the...
So then it only has to be 10, right?
11, because it had to compensate for the indentations. Because the mizbeach is not straight.
It's vertical.
Because the mizbeach it leans, but because the mizbeach has 2 indentations, so then if it wouldn't work out that it would bend over properly, it would just be kind of like leaning. It wouldn't bend over the whole. Now, what's the makor of this din that the arova needs to bend over the roof of the mizbeach? The Gemara says, Isru chag ba'avoisim ad kanois hamizbeach. Isru chag ba'avoisim ad kanois hamizbeach. Avoisim means Ilonois, which is referring to the Arova. Isru means Makif. Ad Kanoisim is Beyah. So you're Makif, you encircle the with a tree. Al Gagam Mizbeach. That's the source that the Arova needs to bend over the top of the Mizbeach. Adkan mitzvahs skifa. Adkan mitzvahs skifa. Mitzvah of being zoki the Arova tzidim Mizbeach. Now, we have a machloikus Amoroim as to whether there's another mitzvah connected with the Arova. One shita says, that's it. That's all the mitzvah. Aloch l'moshim Sinai is just to be zoikei the arova al tzidim mizbeach. Another man, the Omar, says there is also a mitzvahs netila. There's also a mitzvahs netila arova. Not only skifa. For sure, there's skifa. That's what it says in the Mishnah. There's also a mitzvahs netila. That is a machlokes amoroyim, and depending on how you learn. Whether there's also a mitzvah natila or only a mitzvah skifa will depend how you learn the continuation of the Mishnah or Memhei. The Mishnah continues and it says, "B'chol yoim hoy makifin es hamizbeach pam achas, ubeyoim hashvi makifin sheva pe'omim." Every day they would encircle, they would go around, do hakofas around the mizbeach once, and on day number seven they would do it seven times. Probably not going to have time to get to it, but the Marsha already points out this is a remez to or the other way around, that the mitzvah that what they did at Yericho, when on day one of the siege on Yericho, when they came, the Kaiser came into Eretz Yisrael, they went around Yericho once. On day number seven, when the walls fell down, they encircled it seven times. Very powerful, not just connection, but identical act that Klal Yisrael did, being makif the mizbeach every day. So, depending on whether you learn Mitzvah Rova is only beskifa. Or also with Natila, will depend how you learn who was with what were they makif the mizbeach. If you learn Mitzvah Rova was only bezkifa, then but al korchoch you have to say the makif the mizbeach with lulav, like we do actually. But if you say that Mitzvah Rova is benatila, so then they were makif the mizbeach with the arova once for the first 6 days. And seven times on Hoshana Rabbah. Now that is a machloikus. We paskin that a rova is not only beskifa, but also benatila. Now who was chayiv in this natila? Who was chayiv in this natila? So here we have a machloikus between the Rambam and Rashi. Step, just to go back a bit. Who's chayiv in skifa? Like we said, the mitzvah of skifa is one arova needs to be erected on the side of the mizbeach. So who's chayiv in that? Everyone? Obviously not. It's the wrong language altogether. The correct language is that an arova needs to be erected on the side of the mizbeach. So who's allowed to go? By the way. And in that area of the Beis Hamikdash, a Nikoyhanim. So, by definition, a Koyin is going to be the one that is going to erect that Arova al Tzidim Mizbeach. So that element of Arova is for sure only with Koyhanim. And even with Koyhanim, it's not that every Koyin is chayv to do it. I would compare it to mitzvah of Korban Tomid. Korban Tomid is a mitzvah, one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to bring a korban. Now, who actually is chayiv to make sure it happens? However you phrase it exactly, but essentially one kohen. One kohen needs to make sure that it happens. So too with arova. It's not a chayiv on the gavra, not an obligation on each kohen that they need to go and take the arova and put it at tzidim mizbeach. Rather, there's a din on Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael needs to see that there is, on every day of Sukkot, an arova erected, al tzidim mizbeach. It's a bit like a korban.
Was there a pious then, to find out who should do it?
I don't know, the Gemara doesn't say. Good question, no idea. Yeah, but to do some research. So that is mitzvah skifa. Mitzvah skifa is for sure only on Kohanim. Now, mitzvah natila. if you, according to what we paskin, that a rov has also been a tila, so it's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether everyone can participate, and I use the word can specifically, can participate in the mitzvah of netila, or whether it's only b'kohanim. I want to emphasize that the Gemara says mefurish twice, that on Lamed Dalid, on Mem Hei, that mitzvah Savarova is for sure only in the Mikdosh. That's for sure. That's what it says, mefurish in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And by the way, Tosfos and Lamed Dalid asked the Kasha, according to Avi Shlomo, you learned it from Aravi Nacha, and this is what you were hinting about, is that according to Abba Shul, how do you know that Mitzvah Rov is only in the Beis HaMikdosh? Hare, he learns from Arvei Nachal, which is not talking about Beis HaMikdosh. That's the Makor, like you said so nicely. That's the Makor that Ulukakta Lechem B'Yom Rishoyin creates Hodo Kapos Tomorim, etc. So Tosfos leaves it as a kasha. How do you know, according to Abba Shul, it's only in the Beis HaMikdosh? But either way, that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara says that Mitzvah Rov is only in the Beis HaMikdosh. So According to Rashi, there's only mitzvah in Kohanim, so we understand. In the same way that mitzvah skifa is essentially, now due to a lack of power of articulation on my part, I would say, I'm a bit bereft of words, and I would say that it's an avoided dikazach. It's a base of mikdash dikazach. Mitzvah rova is a kind of like, it's not a korban obviously, but it's in that genre of mitzvah. Mitzvah skifa, that genre of mitzvah, it's like a korban. So too, that's skifa. But so too, netila learns Rashi, it's only with kohanim. There's a hechrich in the Gemara as to why it has to be that way according to Rashi, but there's no time for that. But either way, Rashi says with kohanim. Just like skifa is with kohanim, also netila is with kohanim. The Rambam learns no. The Rambam learns that it's the mitzvah sarova, the skifa is with kohanim, netila. The element that they would go around the Beis HaMikdosh by virtue of the fact that Yisrael are also to go... By virtue of the fact that Yisrael is also to go into that part of the Beis HaMikdosh, that by definition is only with Kohanim. But a Yisrael is also Chayiv in Netila. Now, listen to a fascinating thing by Rabbi Yisai. Either way, a brilliant Yodia. The mitzvah of Dalid Minim in the Beis HaMikdosh, it's chayiv how many days?
Seven
days, right? In all of the world, it's chayiv on the first day, midaraisa. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, all 7 days. Now, who's chayiv in Lulav? Kohanim or everyone in the Beis HaMikdosh? That for sure is everyone. So how does that work? Everyone is chayiv to go into the Beis HaMikdosh for all 7 days? Or maybe it's not even a chiyuv, maybe it's just, as we say, a kiyumis. That if you're in the Beis HaMikdosh and you take a lulav, you're yotzi the mitzvah for all 7 days. But if you're not in the Beis HaMikdosh and you take a lulav, you don't do anything. So the Rambam says, it's a fascinating chiddush, that it works like this. That a normal Yisrael, he's not chayiv to take a lulav any other day other than day one. If he happens to wander onto Har HaBayis in his Chol HaMoed outing, after having gone to Mikveh and had Ether Paraduma, obviously, so he's now chayav to take lulav. Fascinating. If he happens to wander into the Beis HaMikdosh, he has to quickly go and get a lulav. He's not chayav to go into the Beis HaMikdosh to take a lulav. If he happens to go into the Mikdosh, now he's chayav in lulav. Be a roaring business in an emergency that a Dalid Minim, if someone happens to go to Beis HaMikdosh. So too with Arova. According to the Tzad, that Yisrael is Chayiv Arova. You're not Chayiv to go to Beis HaMikdosh to an Atila of Arova, according to Rambam. If you're in the Mikdosh, then Yisrael is Chayiv to take Arova. But according to Rashi, it's only a mitzvah on Kohanim. So, probably, not even every Kohanim. Not even every coin is chayiv to take a rova. So again, just because we've got 2 more minutes, I just want to say what someone. Sorry.
You could probably rent one.
Indeed, yeah. You could rent one. Yeah. Tell my kids I could also rent my kids a minim, but they want their own ones, right? So that's the way it goes. According to the Rashi, just like skifa is only with kohanim, so too netila is only with kohanim. According to the Rambam, skifa is only with kohanim, but netila the Hakofa element is only with Kohanim by definition, but every Yisrael, if they happen to go to the Mikdash, is also chayav to be Notel Arova. Just to finish off, because that's basically the Ikkar Tzura of this Mitzvah Arova, this most important Mitzvah Deraisa of Arova, of which our Hoshana Rabbah is a Zeicha too. I've said it's a totally separate Mitzvah, but that is somewhat misleading. Because if you look at the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, and as far as I'm aware, all, correct me if I'm wrong, all Moni HaMitzvahs don't count Arova as a separate one of the Tariag Mitzvahs, separate one of the 613. They count for Sukkahs two Mitzvahs, Yeshiva Sukkah and Dalet Minim. So now we're back. Now we're back to Akasha. Sorry? But that wouldn't be a good Magid Shir. But it seems pretty clear that Mitzvah Arova has zero to do with Mitzvahs Dalet Minim. So, it's takashver. Why is it that it's not its own separate mitzvah? Hare is totally deraisa. So it's like this, Rabbi Yisai. You want to hear an amazing, amazing chiddush. In the schus of mitzvah rova, we'll get an amazing, amazing insight into the mitzvah of all the dalet minim. The Rambam, Kiyodua, has in Mishnah Torah, Yad HaChazaka, when he's just about to talk about the halachas, he has a koiteres. He speaks about all the mitzvahs deraisa that will be detailed in the upcoming pages. It has a little one-line title of which tile halachas can be learned from. Rambam says, what are the two mitzvahs of sukkah? Number one, yeshiva basukkah. Number two, how would you phrase it if you were the Rambam? You're phrasing mitzvah of taking dalet minim. How would you phrase it? Think about that. I'll tell you how the Rambam phrases it. Rambam phrases it, litoil Dalid minim, bamigdosh, kol shivas yemei sukkah. That is the absolute, concentrated definition of mitzvahs dalid minim, to take them in the migdosh all 7 days of sukkahs. That's the way you describe dalid minim. Now, one more yudia before I'm forced to tie everything together. The Rishonim deal with the issue of, in the sugya of mitzvah boba avera, which is saying if you do an avera with this object at the same time you do the mitzvah, that you're not allowed to do. But the Rishonim deal with the issue of which mitzvahs are actually null and void if you do them at the same time as you do an avera. All mitzvahs, some mitzvahs, shitas haritva in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGozel, is only korbonos and dalid minim. Those are the only mitzvahs that even b'di'eved, if you're doing an avera while you're performing these mitzvahs, you don't get the mitzvah at all. It's ma'akev. Why? What's the common denominator with these two mitzvahs? Says the Ritva, they're bo'al ritzui. A korban and arba minim are bo'al ritzui. That means that they are kind of like a korban to be maratzeh, to be mafayis, to appease Hashem. Arba minim is bo'al ratzois. What is that? The answer is yes. Arba minim, the ikka of arba minim, as the Rambam says, is to take them all 7 days in the base of Mikdash. The arba minim, Rabbosai, are a kind of korban. The arba minim are in the genre, the broad category of mitzvahs korbanos, avodas base of Mikdash. There's a chiddush on day one. This kind of korban applies everywhere. Either like we're allowed to build a bomo in our houses. We're allowed to bring our own personal altar. Yes, not only in the Beis Hamikdash, but for all of Klal Yisrael in their private house. You're allowed to take this korban. But it's a korban, Rabbi Yisai, Dalet Minim. It's boiled around. It comes to appease Hashem. That's why we do Mina Aneya. That's why we do tremendous spiritual things with it, because it's a korban. So too, Arova. Very clearly, self-evidently, Arova is a kind of korban. According to Rashi, only Kohanim are chayiv in it. According to everyone, it's only chayiv in the Mikdash. So that's for sure kind of like a korban. But far from Arova being misunderstood and not known, Arova can actually shed light onto what all the Dalet Minim are about. So we can learn that not just Arova is a base of Mikdash Dikazak, is a kind of korban, but in fact, all the Dalit Minim and their taking is also a kind of korban, says the Rambam. Little, the base of Migdosh called Shivas Yomim. So that is why L'chayra Raboisai, they're not two separate mitzvahs, because they're all they're two sides of the same coin. You have two kinds of korbanos in the same way that mitzvahs, the korban tomid, even though there's one in the morning, one in the afternoon, it's the same mitzvah, just two parts of the same mitzvah. So too, there are two korbanos, apart from all the animals that we bring on Sukkot, there are two separate korbanos that you bring that are two sides of the same coin. The korban of Arava and the korban of the Dalet Minim, these are the two aspects of the special korban that Klal Yisrael bring on Sukkot. That's a minute. That's from the Ariza. Yeah, it's not intrinsic.